haven't really woken up until I've had my McDonald's breakfast deal. And I know this is true because before breakfast, I put my phone in the refrigerator and couldn't find the keys that were already in my hand.
Nothing gets the morning going like the first sip of an iced coffee. Get any size and any flavor for 99 cents until 11 a.m. Price and participation may vary.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. McDonald's. I'm loving it.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
I've got a TikTok challenge. Todd and Tyler Radio Empire is on TikTok. You have Facebook, tweet at TNT Radio Empire. Podcast is available wherever you get your podcast, in case you missed parts of the show. And please patronize all the advertisers here on the radio stations or the podcast. That's why the show is going to be around a little bit longer. We appreciate you listening a lot. Thank you.
We appreciate them a lot, or we appreciate them listening a lot.
I don't appreciate everybody because there are a lot of haters that still listen. But I get an email every morning from a hater, but they're listening every day.
But if you listen a lot, I guess I appreciate that.
Yeah,
a lot.
I appreciate you listening. You know, if you hate us, that's
whatever
fine.
Your motivation.
Yeah, whatever. Just to hate listen, that's fine. You're still listening. Never understood that, but you're still listening.
Not either.
No, either. You know,
I hate stuff and I avoid it.
I don't listen to it. Right.
Oh, you don't write it letters?
No.
You don't spend time?
There are certain bands that I click off when I hear them on the radio. Yep. I just don't like them. I don't write them letters.
Oh, you don't go over and write them an email and tell them how much they suck?
No. Well, sometimes I'll say they suck on the radio, but that's different.
Yeah.
I might need to do that, though. My daughter always wants to play her, when we're driving around, she wants to play the Bluetooth from her phone.
And I realize that music sucks. I get it.
Yeah. There's that one song specifically, though, where he goes, green bean casserole, like grandma's recipe. I always laugh out loud, and she's like, stop laughing, it's not funny. I'm like, it is funny.
Yeah. It is funny.
Yes, it is
so bad.
I laugh at those things, too. Yeah, my son had a couple ex-girlfriends that liked that kind of music, and he was drawn into it for a second. But then as soon as he breaks up or they break up with him, whatever, that music goes off his car. I said, you're just such a wuss, man.
What is he? Would it be able to sing along with his girlfriends?
I don't know. But the green bean casserole one, I heard two songs a couple summers ago that were two different artists that had the exact same songs. What they like.
Yeah.
That's it. I like Sundays. My girl wears her hat backwards. She likes to party. She's really hot, but she probably wouldn't be in real life.
Have you ever dropped a note?
In a video, she's really hot, but in real life, she wouldn't be. But
a performer?
No.
Or somebody that you like and say, thank you for what you do?
Well, we meet people we like, so that's a little different.
Yeah.
You know,
we talk to them.
We're lucky enough to talk to people that are famous and we like.
We get those notes all the time, though. And I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah, I get those. Oh, we get more of those than the other ones. Oh, yeah.
I mean, but I don't know if I've
everybody,
ever reached out
if everybody
said,
hated
hey,
the show, if everybody hated the show, it wouldn't have been on a week.
I really like the work.
I mean, they were looking to fire me and Todd and Craig, 20, 30 years ago. They were looking to fire us. The guys that hired us wanted us fired within a month. But the audience.
The guys that hired you?
Oh, easily. They didn't fire Craig. But
they did fire me,
for the record. But that was later on.
And they tried to change the show and whatnot.
Yep. Right.
They had their own plan after they hired us.
But the audience, now, in their defense, the audience started liking us and they realized, well, that's what we're here for, right?
Yeah. they realized, crap, we're stuck with these guys.
So I love when people still hate us after, I'm going to say it, 30 years.
I've reached out to a couple of reporters before.
And said you liked their
sports reporters. Just thank you.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I guess, when we get people on the phone, we'll mention something to them. But I don't think I've ever written something to somebody saying, I appreciate your work.
Well, we've been lucky enough to meet a lot of those people and talk to them. So that's a little different, though.
Right. I'll just wait till I meet them in person.
Right.
Give them a hug.
The ones that make me smile are the ones where, hey, I always have, somebody died or something. Yeah. I was a really low point in my life.
Heard, and heard a dick joke.
Yeah. The only thing that could make me smile was flipping on the radio in the morning.
I'm with you, Craig. The emails that make me happiest are the ones that say, somebody died.
That's what he said.
Let me finish. You of all people.
I did let you finish. I didn't say anything.
Makes you feel good. Makes you feel good about what we do.
Yeah, it's like, okay, we are doing something worthwhile here every morning.
Right.
Plus, your goat banging really pulled me through.
Exactly.
I realized it wasn't
that's
wrong.
What it takes. Yeah.
Thanks for banging goats. It really helped me deal with tragedy
in
my life.
If somebody famous can bang goats, that means I can too. I know what you meant, Puss.
If that's the only thing that can bring a smile to their face in a low time of their life, then great.
Right. But yeah, keep the hate alive. I know you still love that. You know, I get them.
Some sports icons in West Virginia sending a letter to Democratic Senator Joe Manchin, Alabama head coach Nick Saban, NBA Hall of Famer Jerry West, former Bills linebacker Daryl Talley, among a handful of West Virginians to sign a letter urging Manchin, support the Freedom to Vote Act.
Now,
Nick Saban, born in West Virginia, supporter and friend of Manchin. The Freedom to Vote Act looks to make voting registration and voting access more available.
Well, here's the deal.
Make Election Day a federal holiday.
And that should happen, too, for that matter, but it's not going to. Saban, Jerry West, black athletes their whole life and teammates. Not those guys. They've had black athletes.
Yeah, they've been around people.
And they know that.
And recognize what they go through.
That Manchin is just going along with the racist Republicans on this bit when it comes to this voting.
Go to the other side. He already has.
Oh, yeah. So cinema.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just go there. You're not Democrats.
Good for Saban taking a stand like that.
I know. Yeah. You're right. Maybe some more coaches should do that.
Might help.
Wow.
Couldn't hurt recruiting.
Ain't going to happen here.
Right.
Yeah. I'd like to see Scott Frost become a big voting rights advocate.
Yeah, right. Or even, hey, get your COVID.
Yeah,
kit.
That too.
Get your vaccine.
Come on, Scott.
And said dick about
that. We could all get behind you.
All right.
New all-time record for the number of guns found at security checkpoints across the country.
Hey.
The TSA says 5,972 guns discovered by officers last year.
On the wall.
That easily surpassed the more than 4,400 guns found in 2019. Which, even though there was less travel, there were more guns.
People thought that they're right
now. Is that because there are more dumbasses traveling, and they assume they can bring their gun with them wherever they go?
Right.
Because they got the concealed carry permit.
86% of the weapons found last year were loaded.
That's so crazy.
Now, gun guy. Does gun guy say, travel around with your gun loaded? Or does gun guy say, don't travel around with your gun loaded?
Well, I've always heard. You know, sensible gun guy says you shouldn't have your gun loaded.
Sensible gun guy.
Well, 86% of these weapons found last year were loaded.
I know they exist.
Sensible gun guy came out of the woodworks when Alec Baldwin had his little accident.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So I would think. I don't know. I'm not sensible gun guy. I'm not reckless guy. I'm somewhere in between.
So it looks like they should not be able to fly. Fridge. If you get caught traveling, I realize there are people that make stupid mistakes. They grab the wrong bag because they're always having a gun with them. But if you get through an airport and they stop you with a gun, you shouldn't be able to fly forever.
So it looks like 86% of the weapons that were found last year by TSA, they were loaded. 86% of the weapons were found were owned by dumbasses.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Duh. Or people that think, I'm allowed to have them everywhere.
Who think it's okay to roll around with a loaded gun, even though people in that crowd say it's not okay.
Well, it's got to be loaded in case I got to be the good guy with the gun.
On a plane.
That's what
I don't know. Is it supposed to be loaded or not? Yes or no?
How am I supposed to shoot that guy if I got to take time to load?
If it's not loaded, you can't have the gun above the plane. It has to be below the plane.
Oh, I understand that
for now.
But even then.
Yeah, right.
But even then, even if they are wrong about that, just general gun owner safety, not specific rules about where you can take it and where you can't take it, general gun owner safety.
Yes, says unload your gun before you pack it in a bag.
Okay, well, 86% of the ones going through TSA
and underneath the plane
owned by asshats.
Right. I'm sure we'll get emails stating the exceptions.
I'm sure. I'm just curious. It's just what I've heard. I'm not a gun guy.
No,
I just hear you're supposed to roll around with them unloaded.
That's an excellent question.
Now, the TSA released their annual list of the strangest items confiscated at airports. They want to raise awareness, and some of these just aren't particularly strange.
Dildos.
Yeah, nunchucks.
I don't see those.
In the morning.
So they do not put those at the top 10 of strange.
But if TSA is listening the next time Tyler and Nick roll through, be on the lookout for dildos and nunchucks.
I make nunchucks out of my dildos. You know, put
that's
chain,
a good idea.
Put a chain between them and you can just swing them around.
Or vice versa.
Yeah.
Yeah, that too.
Make once the nunchucks wear out.
Wouldn't it suck to get beaten down by
I'm thinking if somebody pulls those out, you just give up and walk away. Right. Like, nope, you've won the fight.
No, you could really humiliate somebody by beating them with nunchucks made out of dildo.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Yeah.
That's funny.
You've got a big imprint on the side of your face, the balls, the shaft.
The bruise.
Keep describing, Nick. That got hotter as you said it. And you said it's slow, too.
So the TSA says some of the strangest items they confiscated at an airport last year, and they have a top 10 list, includes bullets hidden in a deodorant stick.
Oh, God.
So you got to have your bullets.
Yeah, of course you do.
And yeah, because that won't show up on the x-ray.
Nah,
right.
The deodorant masks the bullet.
Yeah.
Right. Long-barreled antique-looking pistol apparently was an odd thing they found.
Still a pistol, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Breakfast burrito with meth in it.
I don't know how you find the meth in there unless it's in a...
The dog must have smelled it or something.
I guess...
How they smell it.
If it's in plastic.
Right.
Yeah. Or if it's in the seal.
Right. It's meth wrapped in a tortilla.
Yeah. I mean, but that'll start your day right.
Yeah.
A belt buckle hiding a firearm. You see, I got
one of those. It's called my...
Yeah. No, it's not.
That's a drawstring.
That's not a belt. That's a drawstring.
Yeah, that's true.
It's the love gun.
A cleaver. Somebody tried to take a cleaver through. Although, I'm just going to cook. And
is that a chef? Yeah.
I'm a butcher.
I don't know.
I'm just going to cleave.
Now, is this odd? It says, the strangest items confiscated. That number five, a can of bear spray. How's that odd?
Todd, didn't you try to do that once?
Didn't that happen to you?
Yeah. Did they take your bear spray away?
Confiscated?
They can't even put it under the plane.
Right.
You got to wait. I learned that.
You got to buy bear spray where you go when you go fly to see the bears. Right, yeah.
Or a lot of times if you go to any bar inside Yellowstone.
They'll give you, they'll sell
they'll it to say, you. Or you can give it to them. Say, listen, I can't fly with this. So you give them the bear spray.
So they have some extra.
Yeah, so they got some laying around.
Take a bear spray, leave a bear spray?
Right. Much like, people leave. You can get a phone charger at any hotel lobby.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, you got a charger for this, and they'll find one for you if somebody left it behind. But no, you can't carry on bear spray, and you can't have it in your checked luggage either.
TSA found a machete.
Jeez.
Last year, they found fireworks. Again, doesn't sound odd.
No.
But that's number two on their list of odd things, strange things.
Right, in your carry-on.
I'm flying for the fourth.
I can see people mistaking that.
Yeah. Well, dumbasses.
You can fly with
not
a machete,
a lot.
Can't you? If you check the machete?
I got no.
Well, they weren't checking.
Apparently these people weren't checking.
They weren't checking the machete.
Okay, these are all carry-ons.
I don't know if you can take... Can you take tweezers on a carry-on?
Yes. I think now you can.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, because...
But the fireworks is kind of dumb. Like, you should know that you can't take explosives on
you
the plane.
You should know that.
Well, you're an idiot.
Those are explosives.
Yeah, we know fireworks.
Yeah, those also can't go in your checked luggage.
Firework guys are idiots.
Yeah,
the guys had the fireworks every day, every place, you know.
If you want to take those home, drive.
They also confiscated a wine bottle holder that looks like a gun.
Yeah.
And a chainsaw.
Nice.
Wow.
But it's my lucky chainsaw. I got to take it with me.
He's going to work somewhere.
It comes in a carry-on bag.
Yeah.
You're just waiting in line with a chainsaw?
Was he a competitive, like lumberjack guy?
That's fine, but pack it underneath.
Did he have the spikes in his boots, too, to climb up the tree?
Yeah. You'd have to check those,
He might
too.
Be one of those sculptors. The sculptors who do
lumberjack
that
days in Vancouver.
Yeah. His axe and his long pull saw, too.
Practice your log rolling.
Lori Loughlin is the victim of a recent robbery, and that's not the point of this story. TMZ reports that burglars broke into her L.A. area home, stole $1 million worth of jewelry, This happened January 3rd when she and her husband weren't home.
That's the only way they could afford to get their kids into USC.
They say,
go steal $1 million from Lori Loughlin. I'll get you in USC.
Somebody's banging that hot one, the daughter. Somebody famous.
Imagine that.
I know. I mean, somebody famous on me.
Yeah.
Of course, somebody's banging her. I know that. But
So police say the suspects dressed in black and wearing masks smashed a bedroom window, stole a jewelry box. Theft discovered by a housekeeper. Detectives believe, Detectives believe a South America-based burglary crew was behind the robbery. Thieves travel to the United States. They break into various houses and then leave the country.
Wow.
Exactly.
Pretty organized.
I didn't know.
Any black diamonds in there?
Out on the street. Can you imagine just having jewelry worth that much just laying around your house?
I know.
Where'd I put that bracelet? Oh, that $800,000 bracelet?
Yeah. Where are the pearls at? Well, pull them out. You'll find out.
Or at home, they're having a cut. You know, honey, can you watch the dog this weekend? No, I have to go to America and rob stuff. That's a robbery trip. Me and Jim are going on a robbery trip.
Yeah.
They obviously know where stars and people live.
Obviously.
You know?
Well, that sucks for her, but she's become, like, not a very sympathetic figure.
I was watching, I think it was Tom Morello tweet out yesterday. He was hiking in his neighborhood in L.A., and a bus full of, stars.
Looking for stars houses, one of those.
Somebody yelled out to him, "Hey, are you the guy from Jersey Shore?" And he goes, "Yeah." He got a picture taken with one of them. He just played along. "Yeah, that's me."
Who'd they confuse him for?
Well, it's just Tom Morello. He's just a random ethnic-looking guy with a hat on, black guy with a hat on. I don't know what who knows?
I saw that tweet. Yeah, they're like, I know you from somewhere. Yeah, are you from Jersey Shore? And he's like,
he said, yes. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I love that. Everything about that.
They all took pictures.
Yeah.
He went on his way.
Cleveland Browns defensive tackle Malik McDowell accused of public exposure and resisting arrest in Broward County, Florida. He went before a judge after authorities say he walked into a Deerfield Beach Children's Learning Center.
Oh, you don't whip it out there.
Man.
Naked.
Oh.
And attacked a deputy on Monday. A judge found probable cause for the charges. The judge ordered McDowell not to return to the learning center.
Right.
Does he have a mental problem? It sounds like this.
There's video of this.
Sounds like the kids have learned enough for the day.
Right.
Everybody go home.
There's video of this.
That guy's packing, I'm betting.
According to a police report that's slightly different in this version of the story, he was walking near a school and charged. He threw punches at an officer that confronted him.
Why is he naked?
Why not?
He's going to do the helicopter.
Because there are kids right nearby.
The 25-year-old was tasered, charged with aggravated battery on an officer, resisting arrest with violence, exposure of sex organs in public.
Yeah.
His defense attorney believes that his client could have been slipped something.
Oh, that might have been
like bath salts.
That's true. Yeah.
He has been arrested 3 other times for resisting arrest and assault.
Probably got slipped something there, too.
But there is video obtained by TMZ Sports. But you can see that.
Is his junk blurred out?
Yeah.
Don't want to see it then.
What's the point?
You're not. Hey, we always say this: if you're not naked, unless you're naked.
Well, he was naked.
Yeah, he was naked. No,
then he was pixelated.
Right.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. He was naked to the people that could see him live.
How low does the pixelation go? To the knee?
Yeah.
All right.
It's the whole area.
I think this is Baker Mayfield's fault.
Yeah.
So if they were still in the playoffs, this guy would have.
I'm with you on
been
that.
Working.
He'd be playing, right?
He started 14 games for Cleveland this year.
Yeah.
Probably
and said that before the year began that he thought he'd turned the corner following multiple run-ins with the law earlier in his life.
You see that dumbass, who's Joe Thomas for the Browns?
Yes.
Played there like 15 years, and they sucked every year. I mean, they didn't play. They sucked every year.
Widely regarded as one of the best linemen the recent history.
So he still hates the Steelers, obviously. He trolled the Steelers, say thanks for playing participation trophy, and forgetting that he never did anything in the playoffs. Nothing.
Yeah, and your boy, who is it, Brett Kiesel, fired back at him.
Said,
"You ever get one of those?" No. Shut up.
And from the OttawaCitizen.com, A woman crashed through the ice while driving her car on a frozen river. This isn't across the river. This is along the river she was driving.
Oh, I saw the video of this. Yeah.
The woman was uninjured and seen in images and videos widely circulated on social media. She's smiling and taking a selfie, standing on the back of the car as it's sinking into the river. She was later charged with dangerous operation of a motor vehicle. Residents jumped into action, used a kayak to tow the woman to safety after the vehicle that is believed to have traveled a considerable distance along the river crashed through the ice. She may have driven on the river as far as 18 miles.
What? Whoa. Oh, it worked in that one Fast and Furious movie.
Yeah. 18 miles. There's video showing this car speeding straight along the ice surface just prior to the crash.
You stupid son of a bitch!
Well, that's what the kids were saying, because along this river...
You stupid son of a bitch!
Along this river, there's all these little ice rinks that people have built for their kids.
Yeah.
And so the video that you can see...
Oh, that's dangerous, man.
The video... Well, they're off on the side. It's a very wide river.
Okay.
And so the video that you can see is kind of taken from a house, but still the river is pretty far away from the house.
Starts to sink and she gets out and takes a selfie for something.
Yeah. Standing on the car taking a selfie
that's
as
the
it's
one.
Sinking.
And you see this car drive by. Then you look at it again and you see these kids on the side of the river kind of playing. And later on you realize it's the ice rink that everyone's put up for
bitch.
The kids.
Yes.
And these kids are just sitting there watching. They're playing and then they stop and watch the car go by.
Yeah.
And they stand there and they think about it for a second. And then they start playing again.
Nice.
Yeah, kids are like, well, that was weird.
Yeah, exactly. And then they start playing again.
Well, that's fine if the ice is thick enough.
Yeah.
You're not supposed
well,
to
it was
river,
for
though.
Most of the time. Yeah. They estimated the car to be traveling about 35, 40 miles an hour as she stood on the back window of her car waiting for assistance. She was composed enough to take a smiling selfie before help arrived. The car had sunk to the point that just a portion of the roof was showing. She was able to climb onto the kayak and pulled to the river's edge.
Is she drunk?
No word on that.
Okay. All right. Something.
No, we spent plenty of time driving on frozen lakes in North Dakota, but you know, there were feet of ice on that lake.
Right.
One of the rescuers, Zachary King, told KFRA that she was taking a long time to get her stuff into a duffel bag. She climbed out of the driver's side window and onto the roof. She wasn't injured, and the car remained semi-submerged.
Yeah, and our test was always, why don't you go first?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and you weren't driving onto a flowing body of water.
No.
River.
It was a lake.
Yeah, lake's different.
Yeah.
Vehicles go out in those all the time. Yeah, they're ice fishing over the lake up by my place.
Ice fishing's dumb.
Yeah. And it was getting warm, too. I'm thinking, man. Yeah. Man.
Still dumb.
Yeah, like I wouldn't trust the ice in this town today.
Not after yesterday.
No.
Tomorrow, maybe.
Nah, I think the rivers will be fine.
Yep. Valerie Bertinelli going to phone the program tomorrow. TNTRadioEmpire.com is the website to download the podcast. All that stuff. Go see Nick. Make plans already, Nick. Where you at?
Yes, I'll be at East of Omaha in Griswold, Iowa Friday night and Brew Coffee House and Tasting Room in Valley, Nebraska Saturday night.
Have a good one. See you in the morning. Thanks. Thanks for listening.
Good night.
Mean that.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.